Welcome back to the shit show.
I literally look like absolute garbage. Welcome back to Each Other's Mothers. I'm Johanna Madronda with my co-host Stelita.
Me.
Stelita Bonita. I look like I don't own a house, and you look fantastic.
Do I really? And I just woke up from
your
my
lashes
nap.
Are done.
Yeah.
And we've got plenty to cover today because I've been gone for a long time.
Hiatus
and
again.
Now I'm back. No, not hiatus. Not hiatus. Very much no. Working / vacation, but not really vacation. Lots of working, lots of making very big decisions, and it's official. She's going on her way.
She's moving.
That's right. What the fuck were you doing while I was gone? Being bad?
Yeah, honestly.
How many blowjobs did you give out?
I have not hooked up with
like
anybody.
Like they were little muffins.
I haven't hooked up with anybody in a really long time. Although that's
really?
Like, that's my like agenda. Like that's like the highlight of my life is like hooking up with men, which it kind of is.
Yeah.
Like, no one has rocked my world.
But have you rocked theirs?
I hope.
That's what's most important.
I hope I have.
I mean, if they're paying customers.
I'm out.
You know.
Like, I'm really like, you know, I'm the girl. I'm always like boy crazy. And like, I'm on a different tune.
We flipped the switch. I'm boy crazy right now.
Yeah.
I'm like very boy crazy.
Feral. I know. You're feral. That's a good word to use. I'm happy you chose that one today.
Because it's accurate?
Because it's very accurate.
Yeah, that's what the internet says.
I can't be feral anymore. I like physically can't.
I'm like a 65-year-old divorcee widow. Woman,
yeah.
At home, like googling.
That's the life. That's
who
what
is Timothy Chardonnay. You know, like who is?
He's in a gay
who's
movie.
Fortune Feimster.
Oh my god, she's coming here.
Is she?
The Magic Bag, I think.
Oh, love her so much.
Right down the street.
I was just listening to her on a podcast, actually.
So can you tell everyone where
we
the fuck you've been?
Gays. Well, I went to Las Vegas. My first time in Vegas. I was on the old strip, not the new strip, because I am old. And I had a fantastic time. I worked a very famous comedy festival for those of you who
oh,
are
shit.
Comedy fans.
Skank
wow, way
sorry.
To be
did,
a
is it loud?
Skank
did you hear
fest.
It?
No, I didn't
oh,
hear
okay.
it. I just saw you do it.
Sorry, it's a lot.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
I worked Skankfest. It was awesome. It was amazing. I signed up as a volunteer, but I ended up getting like the best job that you could ever imagine if you're a comedy fan, which was I was assisting a stage manager for the festival and they called me a rock star and they talked about having me back next year. Yay. I'm very excited about it. I want to say here loud and proud that 4 days in the desert is way too many. It doesn't matter if your mushrooms are coated in ketamine or not.
In the desert?
Las Vegas is in the desert, sweetie.
Well, you're right. Because every time I see it, I've never been to Vegas, shockingly.
You've never been there?
I've never been to Vegas.
I've never been there either. Your palm tree makes it seem like you've been there a thousand times.
You know what? A lot of people have been like, are you from South Carolina? And I'm like, does it look like I'm from South
yeah.
Carolina? And they're like, no. And I'm like, okay, honey.
Are people at your work asking you like what team you're rooting for and stuff?
So if anyone knows, I work at a sports bar. How ironic. Trini at the sports bar. And I have been learning a lot about sports lately and football and hockey.
Yeah,
and
how about them Lions, huh?
How about them? They're actually killing it.
No,
I never
I know.
Thought I could give a fuck about football, but the Lions, go Detroit.
We're the bandwagon sluts. We jump right on. As soon as somebody's doing good,
we
applaud you, Lions.
It's really crazy.
Call us.
The gays have been tricking me. I told you, like, the sports gays are tricky. Like, they come in there, they look like douchebags. They're like,
Hey,
you know, yeah. Can I get a table for three? And then, like, they sit down. They're like,
and then they sit down,
like,
they're
hey,
like,
girl,
can I get a pizza?
A pickle martini.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. And they're, like, screaming in, like, their man voice that the football, like, lost or something. Like, it's just
I do love the many voices of the gays.
It's very entertaining. It's also a shit show. I don't know why I do that.
I think you're doing great, and no, I think it's fantastic that you work there.
It works for me, but, like, I honestly could give a fuck about sports. Like, I don't think they're, like, a national...
Well, yeah, obviously.
They're, like, not a national treasure to me. If you're talented and you can do them, great.
Sure.
I love it. But people who are so, like...
So, aside from...
Sorry, that's my rant.
So, aside from bonding with the gays in sports, what else were you doing while I was gone?
Nothing. I really have like
I
my
feel like that's
my
not true.
My agenda has been so dry, which is crazy.
Dry agenda, dry puss.
I sat at the bar the other day and go figure.
Yeah,
and I'm by myself. Go figure. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there and I'm like looking around. And everyone's talking to everybody, and I'm like, and there's me. And I choose.
You really
that
have
life.
Nothing to report.
I know our listeners, and you want me to have this crazy like sexapade.
Well, I come home, not sexapade, but I come home and you started talking to me like blah 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 blah, and I was like, save it for the pod. You were telling me some funny stuff. You got your lashes did.
I got my lashes did, and I was. Sorry, I hear my child going crazy.
Fuck your kids.
I know. Fuck them kids. Period. Mm-hmm. I got my lashes done, and I'm in the middle of my appointment, and I'm about to leave, and I'm waiting for my Uber outside in her bitch's porch. And this girl, her next client comes up, and she looks at me, and she's like, are you supposed to be here? And I'm like, well, I have like these fucking Muppet lashes on. I'm like, are you supposed to be here?
Right.
And she's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, well, we're in the same place. And she like, I wouldn't like the Uber came, whatever.
Did she mean because she might have thought that you guys had the same, like she thought it was a scheduling conflict, or she was being transphobic?
I think she was being transphobic. And she looked more like a man than
maybe
I did.
Maybe a little column A, column B.
And she, well, this is what I'm going to say. She tells my lash tech, this is what my lash tech tells me, that she's like, there's a man outside on your porch. And my lash girl, like, didn't know what the fuck she was talking about. Like,
right.
Like there's a random man. Like, she's out there and like, you know, downriver. Yeah. Like, outside, like, looking around.
She sees you standing she was there talking, and she's like, where?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
And it was, this bitch was talking about me.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, I, like, almost denied doing her lashes because I was just, like, so disgusted of how, like, she wasn't even, like, apologetic about, like, how she insulted you. And she's like, you're my
favorite
client.
Where are you getting your lashes
done? No, but she's awesome.
In what city?
Like, downriver.
Oh, Lord.
I know.
Well, that's on you.
Where do you think I get these things from? Can't get that around here.
Yeah, no wonder they look like lamb chop fucking eyelashes.
I'm flying.
You are flying.
I'm flying. Oh. I'm levitating.
You're high and you have wings.
Where did my... Oh, there it is.
Yep, see?
I got wasted last night playing ping pong with a bunch of stupid guys at New Way. And I busted...
That's what you're going to tell me.
And I busted my lip.
You're like, nothing to report here. I thought you had lip injections. Turns out you just...
Busted my shit.
Trying to be an athlete.
I thought I could do it.
And they say trans have an advantage.
We
it's
don't.
It's not true.
It's not. We're not that coordinated.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Go on.
I'm not good at ping pong.
Yes.
And I'm not good at keeping my shit together because I literally busted my lip.
Did you cry?
No, I wanted to because I was very drunk and that shook me a little bit. That woke me up because it was like a big gash.
Do you think
they
did it on purpose?
Well, no, I did it to myself. Grabbing
Were
the,
you
chasing
flirting?
The, chasing the, I tried to be cute, like picking up the ping pong ball and I'm like, boom, right on the chair. And I like, Lexi.
Oh,
like,
wait, you busted your lip
on the
chair?
Yes.
I thought someone hit you in the face with a ping pong ball.
No, girl.
Which was way funnier. Now it's just sad.
And so like, I was actually like, I didn't know I was like bleeding. And like, Lexi's like.
Out your mouth?
She's like, what? Did someone just punch you in the fucking face? Like, she's like, where? Like, why are you like gushing blood?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I did it so smooth when those guys didn't see
like,
that
it's
I hit
my period.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta go rub the bathroom real quick.
Yeah,
I like literally, I'm like, oh my God, like look like someone like decked
pretty
me.
Bad, huh?
Yeah, looked like someone decked me.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, we just ran out of there. I like don't even think I paid my tab. Oops.
Sorry, Matt.
I didn't even know what I got to drink. Sorry, Matt. Love you.
Love you, Matt. Oh gosh. Okay, so our girl Brittany, speaking of falling and busting your shit, thank God she didn't.
She's
cutting
her shit.
But we've all seen it.
The knives.
The prop knives. We found out later on that they're prop. Everyone's caught up on
it. They're sold out.
It's been like,
she sold out those
fucking.
Because
it's a genius Halloween costume and everyone's about to do it.
I want
you guys to just walk around Hoochie Mama fucking
with
bikini bottoms.
I'm Britney Spears. I want to do it so bad.
I think you should. Why not? I'll dress up as one of her dogs.
In the background,
yeah,
like, looking like
just a white little Yorkie.
Yeah,
like,
you can be like her curtains, just like those giant ass curtains.
Deep breathing the entire time of the party.
She looks
I say
like
nothing.
She dances in
a
Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, 100%. Her house is a Cheesecake Factory. Her dogs are concerned. I think that they're the ones who called for the wellness. You said
they
that
had.
The
she got a wellness check called.
Yeah, the dogs called.
Dogs
sure.
called on her. She 100%. She had PETA call on her.
I've never seen dogs so concerned in my life. Like, those have got to be emotional support dogs.
She sold out prop knives, and she's...
Look at you go.
She's saying she's not, like...
Strong closer on 2023, Brittany. We're so proud of you.
I don't know what's happening with her.
She's doing fine.
She's like, she had a bandage on her thumb. She's like, I'm fine.
Well, yeah, of course.
She's like, I'm all good. It's fake. It's not real.
Her
book is out. Her book's out.
I know, I heard. My favorite meme has been the hibachi girl ones.
Oh, yeah. She's like...
It's so fucking funny to me.
Listen,
y'all wanted to free her and thank God you did because now we get free entertainment.
I know. It's everyone's like,
she needs to start a Patreon.
Wishing that
if I were her, I'd start a Patreon.
Britney Spears
like
Patreon?
Like the real crazy shit on the Patreon.
She needs an OnlyFans.
Doesn't matter. It's the same shit.
Same thing.
She needs one of them. It doesn't need to be sexual. It just needs to be like, here's a little sneak preview of me doing whatever ridiculous thing. Like, let's say like the next thing she does is like pyrotech, right? She'll just do like a little clip of her like, and then fire. And then it's like,
what, smoke and
follow,
meth?
See the rest of the video on Patreon.
What if Britney Spears becomes like a circus?
I'm
predicting
ready for,
it.
I wanted
predicting
to shave
it
her
now,
head again.
She becomes, oh.
She probably thinks she's performing her Las Vegas circus shit. Like, that's how high she is. She probably thinks she is performing her fucking.
She's
and
like
she
back
thinks,
to back show.
And she thinks her dogs are her
me
audience.
Me in my room
shit.
At 3 a.m. She thinks she's back to back world tour.
No, 100%. 100%. I have seen this before. I've seen people so high.
Bam Margera
off pills
got her
and booze.
Got her tattoo.
Bam did.
Bam got. Oh my
look
god!
Look at Bam getting sober and getting a Britney Spears tattoo.
I forget
I
what exactly it says, but it's like.
I'm glad he's still alive. I thought he was a goner. I was ready to have a fucking. I had already did. You know how these women break up with men and they have funerals in their minds for them. I already had one for Bam. I was like, oh, poor Bam Bam.
Your obsession for him was like crazy.
Absolutely. I have to pull up photos of him when he was 20 years younger, like whenever the fuck I
oh, he was
him.
Hot.
Oh, he was so hot. He was so hot. He was every skater boy you were ever in love with was Bam Margera.
Ooh.
He had like the perfect shaggy. He had what my hair looks like underneath this hat, but better. But like actually down,
shag.
You know, I had to put this hat on because my shag is not shagging right now.
It's not shag-a-lacking.
I look like Charlize Theron in Monster. Have you ever seen that film? You're too young. But that's what my haircut looks like underneath this. And that's why I look like this today. And I gave up. Anyway, so
Bam Margera
is getting was so hot.
And so am I.
What did he get? Did he get already get it?
Yeah, it's on the side of his face.
No, it's not.
Like by his
it's not
neck.
A face
yes,
tattoo.
No, it's like right by his neck.
Okay, so it's a neck tattoo.
It's a neck tattoo.
There's a difference.
And it says like Britney, like I'm gonna like we could be free together, or some like crazy shit like that.
My jaw just dropped. For
Bam Margera and Britney Spears start.
If they
dating,
got together, I would.
Would you lose your fucking
I
mind?
I would have to put myself in a grave. I would be dead.
And they're getting like matching tattoos of each other, like, and they're both doing like knife videos.
Crazy loves company. It ain't misery anymore.
I want
crazy.
The reunion. I want Britney, Amanda,
it's the Mickey
Lindsay.
Mouse Club, but they're all on drugs. It's mm-hmm. the Mickey Mouse Club, but they're all on Valium.
Yes.
And Xanax. Clonopin. Heroin.
Stop. You're saying all the good stuff.
I know. Are you drooling at the mouth?
Mm-hmm. I need some. If you know a guy,
is your pussy wet?
Let me know. My pussy's so wet. After. Oh, my God.
Wet pussies for
what
Xanax.
Else? Speaking about wet pussy, I got... an 8-inch dildo today. I did.
See? Acting like she'd been up to nothing.
I went and got some birria tacos. Betty. And then I said, well, why not go get a big dick
why
to
not get a dick
my,
for my birria for taco? My... Yeah, why not get something to
and
dip
I walked
something
in there and the lady had a really weird accent.
Oh, God.
Like, it was like, I couldn't.
And you were like, go back to your country. Yeah.
No, I'm like, I couldn't. I was trying to like, I was like listening to her talk to her like coworker. They're like, yeah. And he came home with like the hickey on his neck. And like, it was like weird, but it was like German too. And I was like, you're like fucking have an identity
I
crisis.
Think you heard a strong Hispanic woman speak out
no,
loud.
No, I hear
and
one.
You
I, hear,
were
I hear two of them every day. And I know what it, I know the difference.
Okay, that's fair. That's very fair.
It was, but I was just like looking around, browsing, listening
my
to
mom
her.
And I have nice voices. That's what we're going to sound like in 20 years. My mom's going to sound like that in like 10 years. She smokes so fucking much. And then I saw him. Yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
I love that.
It's great.
I'm gonna be a raspy Latina one day.
I can't wait.
I know.
You already kind of are.
I kind of already am a raspy Latina. Someone asked me like, "You're like light skin, right?" I was like,
"Someone said that to you."
Someone asked me
oh
that,
God.
And I was like,
"Did
you
feel seen?"
You know what? Like, I was offended, not because like I wouldn't. That's something that's a compliment. I do.
Yeah.
I just feel like you're like stupid.
Why?
Like, it's so rude. Are you light skinned? Like, who the fuck asked somebody that? Even if I was, it's funny.
I mean,
funny.
Was the person
it's
white?
Funny. Yeah.
No.
But it's funny. Okay. No, on my life.
What were you guys, what was the context?
I was at the bar and they were just like,
and
we
were
talking
about ethnicities.
Hispanic. Yes. And I think they like misheard me and said, oh, so you're light skinned. Like, they thought I was like mixed. Like, I said, I think I might have said I'm mixed. But like,
you are mixed.
I am mixed.
Yeah.
But like, they might have taken it the wrong way. Which isn't the wrong way, but you know what I'm saying? Like, for me and what I am. I just felt offended. Like, I would, like, I wanted to be like,
there's no need to be feel offended.
Do you know what
that,
I mean? Like,
it's weird. It's just bold. Like, who asked someone?
Like,
I think that's only a question that people of color should be asking one another.
Exactly.
But also, and that's what I'm saying. Shouldn't have to be a fucking question, because if unless they're a blind person, but if you have eyeballs and they're functioning and working and they can see you, right, touching you. Like Ray Charles.
Yeah.
You know that Ray Charles used to put his fingers around women's wrists?
Who the fuck is Ray Charles? To
stop. Are you being serious? You need to stop fucking with me right now.
I don't know who Ray Charles is.
Are you serious? He is iconic. He's a blues singer. He's like a very, very famous singer.
Is he blind?
Singer. Yeah, and he was blind.
Like Stevie?
He turned...
Is Stevie actually blind?
Stevie's younger than Ray Charles, but yes. Is Stevie actually blind? We don't know. That is
someone
conspiracy theory.
Someone saw him driving a car the other day.
That's a conspiracy theory. Oh, yeah.
Stevie! He's like, don't tell, you see nothing. He just like,
he's got like a Men in Black.
He just rolls
zapper.
His window down. He puts his sunglasses and he's like, hey, good looking.
Yeah, hey.
Get some fries at that shake on Melrose. Imagine telling someone,
I was
like,
never here.
I just saw Stevie Wonder driving a car.
I would, that would be my favorite thing, I think, in the whole world. But anyway, Ray Charles used to put his fingers around women's wrists to figure out if they were fat or not.
Oh.
Like, if he could fit his fingers around a woman's wrist, he would continue to hit on her. But if he couldn't, he'd be like, oh, I'm good. I gotta go.
Mama.
Yeah, I'm getting a phone call. You know? She a little too thick.
I'm gonna start doing that.
Because those were the before times, before they actually celebrated all this and they wanted all of that. You know? You're a mess,
it.
Honey.
And they wanted all of that.
You're a mess. You are a mess. Speaking of light skins, Britney Spears would like to work with Jay-Z. Is that something that you mentioned earlier?
Yes. She said she wants, she like has been dancing to Beyonce's country album, and that was a thing. And
Beyonce's country album.
Beyonce had a country album.
No, she didn't. Are you talking about Lemonade? Lemonade was not a country album.
No, she had like a country moment. She did like the CMAs. I remember her performing
she
at the CMAs.
She played the CMAs because she has one.
Daddy Lessons.
Yeah, but that's not a country song.
I feel like she went like in that vibe. You know, everyone went like Lady Gaga went country. Like everyone went country for a minute. Like
it was like New Orleans, whatever, folky,
yes,
bluesy.
You're right.
But okay, doesn't
so,
matter.
So Britney Spears says she wants Jay-Z to rap off her music. Will he? And then they said, will he do it? Like, imagine, like, getting that reach out.
First of all, Jay-Z's retired. He's retired
what if that's his
17
break?
Different
He's
times.
He's like, Britney, we're
going
to save you, bitch.
He comes back to Gen Z. They're all like, who's that? Beyonce's husband. That's what they call him. Beyonce's husband.
That's Beyonce's husband.
I'm like,
well,
Jay-Z is so famous.
Jay-Z's
so
insane.
So iconic. Like, it's
I
like
think
you.
He's gonna do
you,
it.
You didn't even know who Ray Charles was.
It's like, I'm saying, me
everyone
being
younger
famous
than you
icon.
Doesn't know who Jay-Z is. Or they just
true.
Think he's Beyonce's. They're, no, Blue Ivy's dad. That's what you all call him.
Blue Ivy's dad.
Blue Ivy's dad.
I think Blue Ivy might be on the spectrum.
She just looks like her dad. She's not on the spectrum.
Not because of
she
that,
just took
but
after
like
her dad.
She's like cute, and I think she'll like grow into her skin and be pretty and whatever.
She's
you know,
stunning.
And
she's
she
also
is.
Only 13,
and she like
she's super. Tall
she just like
and
doesn't
lanky.
Talk. I never heard her talk. She's just like this. Every video I see of her in the
AI.
Concert, she's like this.
That's because she's an Illuminati AI.
And she'll be like. It's yeah. just like the weirdest fucking shit.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm like,
she's one of those babies that you want so bad.
She's a reborn baby.
She's a reborn baby.
Ew.
She's a robot.
She's a robot.
She's First Protocol.
That's they're coming. Robots are coming. Fuck the aliens. You,
oh, we
you
know
people
that
are
coming.
Worried about aliens taking over. I'm worried about robots taking over, because that's some shit I can't take down. I can take a bitch down any day, but not that steel can.
I felt like I was having sex with a robot the other day.
Last night?
No, the other day, not last night. I don't know. Last night I was with the real deal, but...
That's what I'm...
No, the other day.
We're going to talk about that.
I slept with somebody who doesn't actually have a penis, so they had to, like, use some stuff, and I was like, I feel like...
The other day? Where the fuck were... You were out of town.
No, I was in town.
Like, with her rounds.
But, yeah, I was around, and, yeah, and it was weird and awful.
You're honing
like
it out.
Yeah, I'm single.
You've been
as fuck.
Honing it out lately.
Very single.
Johanna texted me yesterday.
Leaving for California. Gotta make my rounds.
Got a hotel room. And I'm like,
I did not get a hotel room.
A hotel room? For listen, what, you hooker? I can't help
it with the people who are in love with me.
Okay? What are you, a tranny now? You're getting hotel rooms?
Speaking of trannies, Taylor Swift. It's Taylor Swift's NFL.
There's a girl at my job that looks like her.
Really?
Like, literally, and she got mad at me.
Is she dating a football player?
No, or? She comes in all the time. And does she have Grammys? Local. She should. Mm. The bitch, if she went to the Taylor Swift concert.
Her name should be Nicole.
I think it might
be. It's probably actually Nicole.
If she went to, like, go to the concert, she probably would get mobbed by, because, like, she looks just like the fucking bitch. Same height. Same haircut. Same color of hair and skin tone. And I told her that I was like,
well, let's get her to a Lions game immediately.
Right? I was like, you look like Taylor Swift. You probably get that all the time. And she's like, I do. And I hate it. And I'm like, well, if you hate it so much, dye your hair fucking black and cut your wrist, bitch. Because I don't know what you're like, you know, go emo, do something. Like, you know, it's just what.
Sunny.
Do like, Skrillex. I hate people who like.
I learned that Skrillex looks like an MMA fighter right now.
That's scary.
No, he looks hot as hell.
Ew, I don't like him.
He's sick.
Is he?
He used to be like skinny and sad, and now he's like gains. Like he's protein powder, bro.
I'm here for it.
Shoving it up his ass.
I'd bang him.
Yeah. So you got a Taylor Swift lookalike, huh?
Yeah, she comes out all the time. Yeah, we gotta get her
to a Lions game so they can start paying attention to the Lions even more than they already are.
She's dating that guy. Everyone like is obsessed with the situation of it. True America, biggest pop star.
It is whoever like very he is. American. It is extremely American.
So American.
It's also the big. They got to pull out all the stops, all the massive distractions while the, you know, World War III is starting overseas. So.
Oh my God! You know. I've been seeing the videos of that, and that's so scary and so sad. Fuck,
it's extremely sad, and if I think about it for too long, free our I will women. Bat my eyes.
Did you see the one girl in the back of the pickup truck?
Dye my hair, huh?
The one girl in the back of the pickup truck.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's all like it's too much, and I don't. I feel absolutely. You know, thrilled about it, and it's so fucked up, and I don't know what to do. I wish I knew. I'm an empath, so I can't like watch stuff like that.
No, but really, it's hard. Though,
I just like, do we throw money at it? I don't know, because I can't keep sharing Instagram gifts about it.
Money at it?
I'm so serious.
Oh my God.
Really though, like it's tough because it's gonna like, be.
It's happening.
I wish I was a superhero from a fucking Marvel movie and could just fly my little ass over there and beat everybody up, and you know, peace in the Middle East. But I can't. That's not gonna fucking happen. It's
not the joke. Did not.
There's no joke there. I really
you
wish.
You said peace in the Middle East.
No,
like,
there's no joke. I wish there was something that I could do. I don't know what to do.
It's like no one.
Do
can
I
do
grab
anything.
A pitchfork and come on over there and?
Yeah, fuck
slaughter
yeah, you
them
do.
All myself. Like, no, I mean, dude, I don't know what to do. What was really terrifying was the footage of the jets going over that music festival.
Yes, and they're just like,
and how they just like arrive and they start bombing it, and then there's like videos of people getting snatched from the music festival. Imagine being at fucking Bonnaroo on acid and then, mushrooms.
Oh my God! And all those guys come flying.
You're
from
doing
the sky.
A candy flip. Next thing you know, you are the candy flip. You know?
Yeah. They were like
terrible,
they like
man.
Broke late. Like they were like going ham on these people. It's very sad. It's very fucked
going
up.
Going ham is
mild, but
mild.
You know what I'm saying.
That's mild sauce from Taco Bell, bro. That's insane. But a nationwide emergency is what the fuck would happen. And we did just have a little practice one, which is also terrifying because I'm a conspiracy theorist. So I'm like, they're preparing us. They're preparing us just in case. We
I
have
know.
To have a nationwide alert to your iPhone. Also, that whole thing is very frustrating because you can't sit here and tell me that there aren't easier solutions. Like, you can't sit here and tell me that y'all don't have access to all of our phones.
Well, they do. They can do that.
You have access to all of our information, and you try to act like we have some sort of independence and freedom in this country. You're insane.
We don't.
You literally entered every single person in this country who had a cell phone, had that alert go off, and some of them were in jail, incarcerated, and then they got caught. Stella's like, I gotta light a joint for this shit. This bitch is going off on her conspiracies.
I that's why I feel bad. I feel bad for the guys in jail.
Oh, yeah.
With
yeah.
their little burner phones.
We feel so much worse for the guys in jail and not the women who are bleeding out of their vaginas.
No, we're talking about phones, bitch. We're next topic. Bleeding out of their fucking vaginas. Listen, I don't, my friend was I was telling her today, speaking of vaginas, how I do want a vagina because
when
I go back on estrogen.
Yeah. How do we
like,
make it about you, you know? How do we make it about you?
We're done
There's
talking.
War and incarceration, and Stella's like, I want a pussy.
I'm trying to switch the topic, bitch. And you're like, keep bringing it back.
No, I wanted to talk about the phones going off in jail.
I know.
Could you imagine all that work they put in? They put a whole, your girl put a whole ass cell phone up her fucking asshole, wrapped in a condom, and then that shit goes off.
They like look around like.
Embarrassing.
Like, who is it?
It's like the one time that they're seen as actual like citizens of the United States. It's when their phone goes off. And yeah. They're just like, oh, wait, snap back to
reality.
The
jails were going crazy. They probably still have them. The guards are people who like have that shit up in there, like have connects.
It's orange is the new fucking
it is
up in that bitch.
It is. It's like, you know.
They're texting their boyfriends from the fucking bathroom stalls and shit. God, I could not imagine. Getting caught with a cell phone in jail.
I would definitely stick
a What do you think the punishment was?
Oh my God, I don't even want to know.
I don't either. Terrifying, really. Do you how many relationships do you think that alarm rekindled though? You know? There's like all these memes going on about like, oh, did you? It was like a tweet, and the person was like, my ex boyfriend, did you get that alarm too? And then you start off a conversation off just like, you know what I mean? Like any excuse for your ex to text you.
Oh.
And like that was one of them, and I thought that was really.
Did
funny.
You get that alarm too?
Yeah. You know, like haven't talked in 5 months. Whoa, that was crazy. Did you get that alarm?
I keep running into my ex. I can't stand it.
Yeah. Well. Mine's like a little shadow around town.
Yeah.
A little Batman.
There's a couple of them.
Yeah. Well, no, one of them left.
One left.
The other one's starting an affair with a married man, and the other one's just kind of...
An affair with a married man?
Mm-hmm. The girl I dated is having an affair with a married man.
Oh, that girl.
Mm-hmm.
I had to think about it. I really forgot about her.
Yeah, me too, dude. Me too.
What's... Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's easy to forget somebody when they're pretty forgettable.
That's true.
So your girl Sexy Red, she loves Trump.
Yeah, she says.
You know, I knew I liked her for
she
a reason.
I know, I do too. I told you. She's coming to concert and I have to go.
I don't actually like her. I think she's very talentless.
Oh, stop.
What?
You need her on the I want her to come on the podcast.
She's not listening to this.
I know, but maybe listen.
She's too busy releasing her own sex tape and then pretending like she didn't.
She had her sex tape release, which I haven't watched yet, and I need to.
Mm-hmm.
She says the hood votes for Trump. The hood likes Trump. She says, give us that.
The hood does like Trump, and that's the problem.
She said, give us that stimmy money.
Yeah.
She said, when Trump was in office, we were getting thousands of dollars.
That's right. She's like, that free money. Give me that. We want our free money. I'm like, that's not free money. That's our money. That's coming back to us, but... You know, what are you going to do? She went to a public school, I'm sure. So.
She might not even been to school, babe.
She knows how to do something, right? Because look at her. She's one of the most famous female rappers in the game. TikTok, I think, right?
Is that
how she blew up?
I don't know. I think so.
Mm. Yeah, I'm too scared to put my
What was that? Out. I'm like hearing my children like knocking shit down.
Maybe if you would commit to headphones, you wouldn't hear anything else but us.
Oh, that's true. I have a hard time. Yeah. Big head problems.
So do you think Sexy Red's going to, do you think she's starting a whole troop of Trumpers now?
I think she's going to get the black Trumpers. And I think that.
Hispanics like Trumpers too, man.
Who
it's
is
really
her
bad.
Sex tape with?
I have no idea. But she pretended like she didn't release it when she did.
No, her really baby funny. Daddy released it.
On her socials?
It was on her social?
She's claiming that somebody logged into her account and uploaded her sex video to social media.
Hell yeah. I believe it.
That's some shit you would do.
I'm like, I have
no
idea.
Oopsies.
That's what I've been thinking about. Like,
and then you'd be like, Brittany, like, for more, follow Patreon/Britney Spears/knives.
I want to make a sex tape.
I think you should. You haven't already?
Like, I have a couple little things, but like not like a full
like
sex tape.
Just like Kim, it's like only the dick and the and the bussy.
Yeah, it's about it. I need more in or like
but
guys.
But you see Kim's face in hers, don't you?
Yes, you can see my face in mine.
Okay, yeah, we want that.
But like the thing is like I need a good good sex tape.
Yeah, my ex offered for him to help me out with one too. I think I might take him up on the offer. Honestly,
what? Do I know this person?
No, you've met him yet.
Oh yeah, Pete. Mm-hmm.
Hey.
That's not his name.
Yeah, Pete Wentz.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah. There he is.
There's Pete. Hello.
No, my baby daddy. He's my baby daddy.
Let's talk about that. So since you got your hotel last night.
Oh, I met a with your baby daddy. I'm actually very boy crazy right now. I met a boy while I was in Vegas too. He lives in another state. But
what is
we fell in love for 3 days and then, you know, he had to go back to
what?
His girlfriend.
Oh no.
Nah, come on.
You're like living my life.
You're like open or whatever, so he says.
We're like open.
He's a liar, it's fine. But yeah, it was chill. It was fun. Another person who got a hotel room for me but I did not have intercourse with that person because
that's good.
You know. The stars weren't really aligning, and also I was on my period, so.
Oh, well, that doesn't stop.
It was like a mixture between the girlfriend and the period and the, you know.
He's like, so.
Because at first I was like, because he was like, I don't mind making a mess, and I was like, that's really hot. But then.
You're like, well, you have a girlfriend, and like, no, I'm on my period, so.
but then I actually was like, no, we really, for real, would make a mess, and I would feel really bad for the maid. That?
Oh, fuck! Sorry.
I would feel really bad for the cleaning person.
Yeah, I was gonna say who's getting that credit card charge.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like
new sheets.
I was like,
I would just take the sheets at that point.
But also a great excuse to see each other down the line in the future, you know? Yeah, like, hey, we have unfinished business. But yeah, very charming, very, very funny, precious, very cute connection that I made in Vegas. And we had a lot of fun. He's a huge comedy.
Did you get
fan.
A tall Not a tall. Did you get a tall?
Did I get a tall, dark, and handsome? I actually did. Yes.
Oh my god!
No, he was light skinned.
Oh.
He was actually.
Did you get one of those tall Slurpee drinks?
I always wanted one.
I was in Vegas.
Like the really, like the no, one, I probably taller than you.
Wasn't on the new strip. I was on the old strip.
Oh.
Yeah. So I drank a lot of beer. I went to a bar that was called Hogs and Heifers. Shout out. It's the best bar I've ever been to.
Hogs and Heifers.
Dude, picture this. Really hot women, like really hot, barely wearing any fucking clothes. They have megaphones, huge megaphones behind the bar.
They're the heifers.
Apparently, they're the hogs and the heifers. They had my hog and my heifer going, so let's honk honk. No, they have huge megaphones and they're screaming at you the entire time. From like the moment you walk in, they're like, "Hi, come on in. Blah, blah, blah. We have an open seat. Here's a shot. Whatever." And they're super fun. And they're also like screamo babes. So they'll take the megaphone and like do their little screamo scream into the thing.
What?
They're talking shit the whole time. And then out of nowhere in the middle of your night, they'll go, clear the bar. Get all your shit off the bar. And then you grab all your stuff and they climb up on there just like Coyote Ugly, honey.
You get all your...
And then they're dancing up there. Their fucking boobs are flapping around in your face.
How much money do you think they make?
We don't throw money at them. I mean, obviously you tip them, but it's not like a stripper situation. It's just like a hogs and heifers situation.
That's a lot of work.
And it's a dive bar. It's like a motorcycle dive bar. And there's photos everywhere. Can't take video or you get kicked out. Which I don't understand that, but
I took
a photo. I put it on the gram. It's on the main. You can check it out. But yeah, it was so much fun. That was our dive bar. We went there every single night we were in Vegas. That's where we ended our night. Well, that's kind of where we started our night. Like we would
hogs
work our
and
shifts.
Heifers.
We'd work our comedy shifts, and then we would go to the hotel, have some drinks. We would be drinking at the comedy festival, like, in the green rooms and blah, 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 blah. And then we'd always, every night, go to Hogs and Heifers from, like, 2:30 in the morning to 4 a.m. because the bars close at 4.
Oh, yeah.
But,
oh, what a life.
But the casinos, like, the bar casinos and shit, they're open 24/7. So we close the bar at 4 a.m., and then we go to the casinos and continue to drink. We're not in bed until, like, 7, 8 in the morning.
Ugh, I want to do that.
No, you don't. It was all so exhausting. I'm still recovering. Look at me. I look like fucking Adam Sandler.
I need to go to Vegas, California.
I don't think you would survive.
I would survive.
I don't know if you would survive.
I would be an escort. I'd be fine.
No, not that kind of survival.
Oh, sorry. I didn't say that. No, I'm not.
You would clearly, you are a survivalist, but I mean, you would, I think you would party. I think you would dehydrate. I think you would turn into a prune.
I already am, babe. I would go there for money. Like, that's the only thing I think about when I, like, think of those places now.
I think about money. You would make money. You would make so much money.
Like, I think of, like, if I were to look really good and I feel like I'm just something so
you
different
would
that nobody
Vegas.
Would have out there.
You gotta make me a promise. You gotta shake on it. By the time you are at the end of your life, you need to go live in Vegas. Even if it's just...
I know, my grandma
sorry, let
me
get the sweat off my palm.
You're
clammy. Oh, so I'm clammy. I'm just so excited. You gotta live in Vegas. Don't look at my hand like that.
I don't want to live in Vegas.
You have to for at least like go for a month, 2 months, just a little bit of time in your life. You should go.
I'm going to live in Vegas.
I
want to
see what happens. You're going to end up as one of those bitches with the big,
I'm going to have tits in my vagina. That
feather heads with the big feather butts. And then they go around town like,
you think I'm going to be on the strip bralettes doing that?
Yeah, 100%. Why not?
I don't want to be that girl. I want to be
who
like,
do you want to be?
I want to be rolling with like in like high class, like
hotels
and like money and like hair and like go run up daddy's credit card and like just get a car. Like,
okay, well, mine is a glimpse of reality and yours is.
I don't want no.
Shoot for the stars, honey.
I don't. I am. I don't.
I love that for
think
you.
That
you want to be in penthouses.
I want penthouse life.
I think you could do it.
And I do. I need to start doing it. I need to go back on Seeking Arrangements. That shit, man. Vegas. That. We're getting off topic.
No, it's okay. I love it. Get dude,
sex. Release a sex tape.
Go to Las Vegas. Release a sex tape. Make us famous. Meet me in LA. We're going to do it. It's going to be okay.
We're here.
All right. So our girl, Khloe Kardashian.
What do you know
got
about
an explanation
this?
From Tristan.
From Tristan.
Are right?
you okay? You still drunk from Vegas?
No, I'm podcasting.
Listen, she did. And they live together.
You go, what do you know about this?
I always shocked you.
I
wrote,
have social
she
media.
She wrote down the topic list today. It looks like I wrote it down. I was very shocked. But not like you couldn't do it, but just like their topics mm-hmm. that I didn't think you'd be interested in. Tristan
they're literally from our group chat.
I know. Listen. Tristan and Khloe are living together. They have his younger brother, because his mom passed away.
Okay.
Who's 16, and yes. he's like disabled.
The younger brother passed away?
No, Tristan's mom passed away.
That's super
and had
sad.
A 16-year-old
so
brother
now he's taking,
that was care of the
taking
brother.
A little retard under the wing.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, and?
And...
Go on.
And so now, like, Khloe stepped up, and it's like they're kind of like a cute little family. And she has the new
Wait,
baby with
okay.
him.
Is this original baby daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Now they're back together.
They're not together, but
they're
live together.
They're just living together because he was like, I don't know how to properly take care of my disabled brother.
Probably,
and, like,
yes.
Probably
literally,
gaslit
probably,
her
yes.
And was like, can you just come be like fake mommy to like my family while I continue to cheat on you for the rest of our lives?
He has like
God, Khloe.
Well, Kim,
insecurities on that woman.
Kim said like they were all talking to like him last episode I just watched like an hour ago.
Yes.
And they were saying that like he has been a good dad. He's been this. He's been
Garbage.
That. He's been
Hate
a good
it.
Uncle. He like picks the kids
oh,
up.
Oh, cool. You know who's really good uncles? Perverts. You know, they're all cheaters. All good.
They thought
uncles
OJ
are cheaters.
Was a good uncle.
Well, that's different. He's black.
So was Tristan.
But he's light-skinned.
This topic has been, this light-skinned shit tonight, has been that word.
That's called a callback, dude.
I didn't think I would hear that word
if
so much in my life.
If anyone out here thinks I'm serious, it's you should fucking KMS.
I think Tristan and Khloe are going to end up back together.
Obviously.
If
and she's
going to
allow
together.
It. She's an idiot. God. Who are you? Khloe, me when I was 15, taking back Teddy Amsball because he had a big dick.
Teddy Amsball?
Yeah, it's the guy who lost my virginity to. Everybody knows it. It's an inside joke. It's a each other's mother's inside joke.
Teddy Amsball.
Yeah. Buck.
And balls.
German. Blue eyes.
Only fans cops.
Killed me. Anyway, yeah, so that's cool, I guess. So he explained to her why the whole article was that he explained to Khloe why he cheated.
I didn't
Did you not read it?
No, I didn't read it.
Oh
I
my
just,
God,
like,
how do
just
I
know
more about this than you?
Because I just feel like...
Look at you, you're changing me.
I feel... I am. I just feel like I... There's no explanation to why you cheat at this point. And for him to just...
To like try to explain?
I just like don't... I feel like I've seen so much about it that like I didn't even like notice that they like he even apologized for it.
He was
it's
like,
only
it's
been
your
like
man
three
hands.
Fucking years, bitch, you know? That's,
yeah,
what
it's
I
been a minute.
That's what I would have told him. It's only been 3 fucking years. That now you're going to publicly say something after you embarrassed me to the entire nation
oh, God,
of the countries
so
and
bad.
Everything.
It's so bad.
I mean, like, it's in Jordan
it's
Woods,
sad.
The best friend, the Kylie Jenner, that fucking bullshit. They've been
yeah,
seen
yeah,
hanging
yeah.
out. They're hanging out again, which is, we already knew that was going to happen. Her best friend, Jordan.
You know what the takeaway from this is? Is what? That if these insecure bitches can make millions of dollars and be on the top of the world, we have a chance, you and I.
I know.
And that's all I care about.
Those bitches can do it. We can do it.
We can do it. We can be so insecure and so gaslit all the way to the top.
Yeah.
We already are. What's the big fucking deal with this guy? She just keeps forgiving him because why?
I don't know what the dick is that good. I don't think it is. I don't. He's a good looking man, but I don't think he's that good looking.
It's gotta be, man.
It's just like, it's weird.
The chemicals in her brain are all twisted up, man.
Oh, she's got daddy issues.
We've all been there. Yeah, dead dad.
Dead dad.
Yeah. Other dad. For a while, I was only dating guys with dead dads. Three dudes in a row that I dated had dead dads.
Ooh, it's like comes in three.
Comes in threes. None of them worked out, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of them was an Aries and a journalist.
An Aries, a journalist with a dead dad.
Period.
Sounds like Satan to me.
It was a mess. Yeah, well, it wasn't Satan. The other one was Satan, but that one has a dead mom, not a dead dad. The issues are just different.
Is it? What's the difference between a dead mom and a dead dad?
I think...
How do you think?
I think if you have a dead mom, you can't forgive yourself. But if you have a dead dad, you can't forgive him.
Whoa.
That's what I think. My experience.
I mean, you're right. I think so, too.
Either way, you're a decent lay. Because you're sad.
Either way, you're a decent lay because you're sad.
Either way, you're a decent lay.
Sad people are better lays.
People without parents, little orphans are a good fuck.
That sentence right there is just really bad.
Why do you think they snatch him up? Just kidding.
They snatch him up. They snatch him up.
I love how I'm alarming you today.
You're like alarming as fuck today.
Like you've never met me before.
So out of it.
So out of it. So there was a cop that got that admitted that they had OnlyFans. They like pulled somebody over. They were recognized from their OnlyFans account.
They pulled.
That's about to be you.
They pulled. Oh my god!
A police officer pulled somebody over, and that person recognized them from their OnlyFans page. Y'all really did defund the police.
Is that how you get out of a ticket?
They defunded the police. Now they're out here taking dick on camera.
Well, I feel like you don't make that much as a cop.
Nah, dog. Of course not.
So you're just doing it because you want to be a cop.
Yeah, you're doing it because you literally are a racist and you want to be an asshole. Yeah, that's why you become a police officer. You want power.
Absolutely. So It's like, of course they have to do it OnlyFans. What I think all cops probably
have. I just
think
that's awesome.
Cops are like fucking each other.
Could
like,
you imagine?
It's like, yes. I would love that.
It's like a Reno 911.
I hope someone like pulls
Lawless
me over
land.
And it's like, oh my God, I just jerked off to you last night. And you're like, oh, sweet.
Oh, yeah. I would love that. That would be an honor.
It'd be an honor. Like, I'm happy I made you come. But not like physically, but
one day
virtually.
One day. When I live in Los Angeles and I get really hot, because feel so pressured.
You know the LA glow up, it's a thing. Once you go out there, you get a glow up.
Dude, I was out there for 3 days and I already felt better.
Yeah.
There's something about that sunshine and those plants.
Those plants.
There's just succulents
sunshine.
Everywhere.
I know.
And I'm just like looking around like, oh my God. Dr. Seuss up in
Dr.
this
Dr. Seuss? Horton Hears a Who?
Horton Hears a Ho.
You probably saw a couple of those up in there.
I wish. I wasn't there long enough. But I'll be searching and hunting when I get out there. That's for sure.
Oh, my God. I'm so jealous. Love it.
There was a 77-year-old man in Florida who bought $1,300 worth of dick pills and had every single want to sell them, to resell them to the villages. Because, you know, there's like these little villages of old people.
Oh, my God. We talked about the villages
people.
With the loofahs.
Yeah,
I love them.
I know. They're so great. They all love Trump.
It's
Trumpland USA.
So he's giving out dick pills to them?
This is what I've discovered. If you love Trump, your dick doesn't work.
No, that's why you need dick pills.
Exactly. But this guy, Big Dick Bill,
Big Dick Bill
was on his way. He started a business.
So he's giving out to all the old men dick pills.
He's trying to resell.
Carts.
He's trying to flip dick picks.
Dick picks and pills and plits.
It's been 2.5 years since
he's doing Pilates.
Seen a real dick, so. Well, besides last
Dick's
night.
Got you talking funny now.
Dick's got me. Dick's
got you talking.
Dick's got me
gibberish
back, baby.
Over here. You're like, ooh, 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 ooh.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah, well, we're going to the villages now.
We sure are. Why not make a buck?
Do you know Hugh Hefner? You took so many dick pills that it made him deaf in one ear.
Is that a real thing?
So his like the latest wife, Crystal. You don't want to know what made me
deaf? The fucking cum shot that I took to the ear last night. Never turn your head, ladies.
You're like, I got some water in my ear. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Just some, no water. No water, just some swimmers.
A little tap out. You're like, it's in my brain. Your kids are in my brain. Your kids are in my brain. You just see a little fucking worm flying through your eye.
Oh my God.
Like, that's your kid.
Just a tiny little sperm waving.
Is that what you like on your face?
No. It was an accident.
I never.
It was an accident.
I never, like, come on my face.
No.
That's a lie.
Yeah, come on now.
I love come on my face. Honestly.
I think the skin, like, stays so fresh.
I know. You know. I mean, God, only if it could get rid of my facial hair.
How pissed would you be if it got on your eyelashes?
Oh, my God. I had this one guy was hooking up with this rapper who actually came here one time. Mm-hmm. And he... like we like up and woke up in the morning and he was like trying to pull my lashes off to be nice. No, he's black.
Okay.
We're not going to name him because he's actually getting canceled right now. Oh, but
Jay-Z.
He's local. I'll tell you after.
Okay.
And he like tried, I was like, get this off my eyelash. Like I was just like trying to be cute.
Yeah.
And he literally thought I had like I'm a broke bitch, which I am, but like not for lashes, a strip lash.
Oh.
And he went to go like pull and he like tugged my eyelash so motherfucking hard, dude.
That you came.
That I came.
I knew.
But I always tell guys not to because of that. Because they're, it's like, it gets crusty and it gets stuck in there.
But
they're actually meant for that, though. They're cum catchers. That's what eyelashes are meant.
And then you stick them in the freezer.
And you stick them in the freezer. And then you... It's like you're freezing a credit card, you know?
Exactly. Or eggs.
Should I... I used to live with a girl. Like, not you, a different one.
Uh-huh.
When I was younger, and I was like 16, 17.
I
kicked out of my house. What's new? I would always find her lashes. If Hannah, if you're listening, I'm talking about you. She knows.
Mm-hmm.
Her lashes.
Jizz lashes.
They weren't jizz lashes. They were just like her eyelashes. And they'd be like all over the place. And I thought they were bugs always. Like I'd find one like.
You thought it was like a house centipede?
Yes. Yeah, and I have a fear of centipedes. So like,
do you? Why?
Because I drank one time.
Oh, you did?
Like a big one. Not like a tiny one. Like shit. A big one.
Was it in a straw or something?
It was in a red Solo cup next to the... Like, it's like, you know that drink of water when you're at 3 a.m. and you're like, Like, you're just dehydrated as fuck. You don't know what I'm... You don't...
I sleep like a rock because...
You don't ever wake up. You don't ever wake up and you're just like dehydrated. You're like, water. Chug water. So I had a red Solo cup. I was at Lexi's house. Uh-huh. And I like woke up like to drink it and I drank the whole thing of water and I felt this thing. I remember like just kept touching my lip and it was big and it was fuzzy and it wasn't what you think it is.
So you didn't swallow it.
I didn't swallow it.
It just ended up on your face.
It was on my lip. I think of like a
oh my
like
God.
It was like a stash.
You
it
didn't
was like
KMS?
A stash and I no I did
I
KMS.
KMS.
I screamed. I think I offended Lexi. I was like, there's bugs in your house. Like I like screamed.
Of course you did.
No, it was like the biggest fucking it was like like you could see it's like little tonsils. It's like
tonsils. You're hilarious.
Insane. Tonsils. I've like not I don't even know how we got talked on this
I love
topic
it. I'm into it.
Ass.
Let's go.
Let's go.
This is good.
No. And I have a fear of them now. And like, I always check. I don't, as you know, I don't keep like cups of water by my bed or anything. I always have everything in a water bottle.
As you know.
Johanna yells at me for not recycling enough.
Oh my God, 100%. It really
She'll literally go
me.
In the trash and like.
Yeah, they know. You've already told them.
Organize it.
I will do it. I don't give a fuck.
I know.
Stick my hand in there. You probably do it on purpose, just like when you jizzed in my Serave.
What? My that was the most Latina thing I ever heard. My Serave.
How do you say it?
I don't. CeraVe.
Oh no.
Maybe it's CeraVe. I think CeraVe sounds way better.
Put a little swag in
your like little thing against me about thinking that I even do that in the shower.
Yeah.
I barely have enough time to get this together. I don't have time for that at this point.
We'll see. It all depends on how secretly angry
I'm
going to
go to the
me.
Villages and get some dick pills.
What are you going to do when I move to LA? Are you going to miss me?
No.
You're going to miss my face wash.
Yeah.
You're not going to miss me?
No.
You're lying.
I'm not going to miss you at all. Bye,
oh,
bitch.
My God. You're going to call me every day.
You're leaving me.
Oh,
you're leaving this.
Here we go. The
Hear
temper
that,
tantrum.
Folks. Look at she's leaving.
I'm not leaving for another 3 months. Like, plenty of content.
I already know. But listen, I'll be out there.
I'm excited. Come.
My time's not
follow
right now.
Me, follow me behind
But my
there,
time
baby.
Will be there.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried about it.
I know
that. But yeah, it is officially happening. I'm leaving January 6th is the plan.
Jesus, yeah, you put a number to that date.
January 6th is when all those rednecks took over the White House. They broke in. So LA truly happening January 6th. It's not so much about stand up. It's honestly a lot about mental health, because I think that I need to be somewhere by myself.
I think so too.
Just alone. And then I think once that happens, I'm going to do a reset. And then I think I'm going to start writing a lot more. I think I could really get a lot of stories and jokes and material out of what has happened to me for the past year and a half.
Yeah.
And I also think that I will just have some time to focus on what the fuck I want to read and write, and
I think that's perfect for you.
Sunshine,
baby.
Out there.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows.
A lot of people are like, congratulations and good luck, and you're going to be blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's not what it's about, but thank you all so much for believing in me. Me 2 years ago, if I would have moved to LA, I would have already been fucking
superstar.
Killing it.
Superstar?
I don't know about superstar, but I would have been something.
I think you're going to do fabulous out there, and everything happens for a reason, and it's your time to shine, honey, and feel better, you know?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of Ferndale. You've been here too long.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's going to be our episode for the day. I feel really good about it. I had a great time. Did you have a good time?
You were like, are you on Adderall?
No,
You were so, like, zoomy today. You're just been like, boom,
I'm coming
boom,
back,
boom.
Finally, dude.
I haven't seen this so high. Like, I've been a Debbie Drowner duber fucking high on today. Like,
no,
like crazy.
I've been a dud for far too long. I'm sick and tired of being sad.
You're killing it. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
That's our episode, folks.
Yeah. I used to be a really good stand-up comedian, and here I am.
You were
back.
A comedian?
I was
You're
in past
a comedian?
Life.
Yep.
I never knew
that.
Can you believe that, kitty cat?
Oh.
So this is going to drop on Friday. Catch me on the 15th will be my last time performing with 313 Comedy.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. I've been with that team for 4.5 years now.
They said, bitch, bye.
I said, bitch, bye. Oh. I was like, it's not fair. I don't go to it ever. I was really striving to be there once a month.
That was in the shipping unit, right?
Yeah, Detroit Shipping Co. If you're in the state of Michigan and you want to come on out to Detroit Shipping Co. on the 15th at 7 o'clock, it's a free show. And it's my last time hosting as a 313 producer. And I probably might shed a tear.
Yeah.
At least a little drip drip out of my poop poop, you know?
And that's our episode.
And that's our episode. We love you so much.
Love you. Kisses.
Send us a voicemail. We didn't listen to the voicemail again. We fucked up. It's okay. Bye. Bye.